Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we're sitting down with Dr. Jane Wyda. Dr. Wyda is a professor and chair of the Department of Family, Internal, and Rural Medicine and the associate director of the University of Alabama Tuscaloosa Family Medicine Residency, which the college operates. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Today's topic is about measles. U.S. measles cases are on the rise. Can we talk about what measles are and what are the symptoms?
Measles is a viral disease that we actually had pretty much eradicated by 2000, but it's on the rise again, as you said. The symptoms start with typical viral symptoms, so you don't always know that it's the measles. So it can be red eyes, a runny nose, a cough, a fever, sometimes as high as 104. And these symptoms can happen several days before you actually get a rash. So it's really hard to tell whether it's actually the measles that you've got or whether it's a number of the other viral diseases that can cause a rash.
The U.S. cases are on the rise. What's driving this increase in measles cases?
There are several reasons why U.S. cases are on the rise. The first one is that in 2020, during the COVID pandemic, then not as many children got vaccinated. It's estimated that I think 23 million children missed their first dose or second dose of the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. Another reason is vaccine hesitancy. A lot of people weren't quite trusting of the COVID vaccine, and that has moved on to other vaccines as well. And so when someone who is unvaccinated brings measles into an area, they can infect people who are unvaccinated. And in fact, the state of Florida has said, go ahead and send your kids to school during a measles outbreak. If they're not vaccinated, it's okay. And that's just plain quackery. That is absolutely wrong, and it puts children in needless danger.
Which states are affected, and why is it important to Alabama and our community to understand that?
Well, there are cases in Florida. There are about 10 right now. There are cases in Georgia. Several surrounding states to Alabama do have cases. Only about 41, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's growing. In 2019, there were well over 1,200 across the country and many tens of thousands in the world.
How do you prevent getting the measles, and can you get the measles if you're vaccinated?
You can get the measles if you're vaccinated, but it's a much lighter case. In fact, measles vaccine is very effective. With the first dose, you're somewhere 93-97% effective. With the second dose, it's 97-99% effective. That's a really good vaccine. So if you do get measles after the vaccine, it tends to be a much lighter case.
What population does measles affect the most, and how do we protect that population?
Well, measles can affect anyone, but it's mostly unvaccinated people. It tends to strike the worst in the very young and the very old. And also pregnant women can get it, and that can cause stillbirth and premature birth.
So as someone that got a vaccine when I was probably very young, do you need to get a vaccine multiple times or just get it once?
You do get two vaccines. And if you did get a vaccine when you were younger, you probably did get two of them. If you were born before 1957, you're considered to be immune because so many kids in those days did get measles. If you're unsure, you can certainly get another set. You can get two vaccines at least 28 days apart if you're worried about it.
And does it matter how old you are?
It doesn't matter how old you are. Now, you shouldn't get it if you're immunosuppressed, and we can't give it to pregnant women because it is a live, although weakened, virus.
So what do you do if you've been exposed and you feel like you're not immune?
If you've been exposed, you can get the MMR vaccine within 3 days, or you can get immunoglobulin within 6 days. If a pregnant woman's been exposed, she can get the immunoglobulin, but not the vaccine. So you can do that. And then if you haven't had the vaccine, you can get another one in 28 days after the first one.
So if you think you have had it, do you need to watch your symptoms?
Right. There is recommendation that you quarantine for 21 days, which is hard for people, but in the whole scheme of things, a human life is worth a lot more than 21 days missing work.
What about the inaccuracies? You kind of touched on it a little bit earlier about what we're hearing. I think we just want to talk about what is accurate, correct?
Sure. The inaccuracies stemmed from a faked study in England, actually, that was published in a very reputable medical journal, and it has been proven over and over again to be false. And so measles vaccine does not cause autism. There is absolutely no link. What measles vaccine does do is protect you or your child or your neighbor from getting measles, which can have terrible consequences. About 1 in 1,000 can get, or 1 in maybe 2 in 1,000 can get neurologic defects. It can cause blindness. It can cause terrible, terrible things. It can cause ear infections, pneumonia. There's a rare sequela somewhere between 7 and 20 years later that causes neurological symptoms and death. And even during the measles vaccine, you can get neurologic symptoms, encephalitis, and it can be very, very deadly.
Is there anything else you want to mention about measles and what we need to do?
What we need to do is make sure that everyone is immunized, everyone is immune. If we have herd immunity, in other words, if we have at least 95% of our people who are immune to measles, then the measles won't spread nearly as well. Please get yourself and your children vaccinated. It's important for their safety and yours.
And I do want to make sure that we're clear on this part, that if you did get vaccinated when you were younger, which the majority of us did, we're good, even in your 50s and 60s, correct?
You should be good. You should be good. It's lifelong immunity.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.